Jim Yetter loves his work.
Before I started as a game warden, I always loved outdoors boating and hunting and fishing.
As a game warden, Yetter said it felt good catching bad guys like poachers. But now he's with the department's Environmental Crimes Unit. He showed us the scene of one of his investigations along a gully in an industrial area outside Beaumont.
Did you come out here at night?
We'd usually come on weekends.
So nobody'd see you over at the
site. We didn't want to tip them off what we were looking for.
What they were looking for was what was coming out of a pipe, maybe a foot wide, poking out along that gully. It was a conduit for water draining off a lot about as big as a football field. The lot was used for something called a land farm. Land farms are state-regulated, privately owned sites for disposing waste that comes from oil and gas well drilling sites.
They would bring that used drilling fluid to the site in tank trucks.
As stipulated in the state-issued permit, the oily, chemical-laced waste was supposed to be mixed in with the soil to allow it to naturally degrade. Only a few inches of the waste were supposed to be spread on the field. Levees were supposed to keep rain from washing the waste into that gully. But that's not at all what actually happened, according to Yetter and state prosecutors.
Something fell through the cracks, I guess is the best way to say it.
The violations began almost immediately after the permit was issued. There were hundreds and hundreds of violations over the years.
Patty Robertson is an attorney with the Texas Environmental Task Force that has statewide jurisdiction to prosecute pollution cases.
There was little done to regulate them.
It wasn't just that the site was polluting the state's waterways, according to Robertson. It was, she says, that the state agency that issued the permit, the Texas Railroad Commission, knew there were serious problems.
The Railroad Commission knew that they were in violation of the permit and would notice them or send them notices of violations. The company pretty much ignored the Railroad Commission.
The Railroad Commission wouldn't agree to an interview with us, but by email, a spokesperson told us the commission prefers to work with operators to get them to voluntarily comply before any enforcement action is taken. It took 6 years, but the commission says the operators did finally clean up the site. But critics of the commission worry that the Beaumont case is an example of how Texas regulators aren't keeping up with the waste generated by the dramatic surge in drilling now happening across the state.
Basically, it's not very regulated at all.
Sharon Wilson lives just north of Dallas and is a community organizer for Earthworks, a national watchdog group that targets energy companies.
One thing that does blow my mind is that other states have proven that water contamination is coming from land farms.
One such state is Arkansas. In 2009, state environmental regulators investigated 11 land farms there and found all were causing water pollution. That led Arkansas to toughen its oversight, now requiring periodic state-supervised soil and water testing at the sites. In Texas, Prosecutor Robertson said for the most part, oil and gas well operators are complying with the law.
But we're starting to hear about some of them cutting corners with regard to the compliance with the pollution laws.
Which brings us back to that land farm outside Beaumont. It's now closed. But as part of the criminal case built by Robertson and that former game warden, Jim Yetter, a judge earlier this month convicted the company that operated the site and fined it $1.3 million. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.